bow our heads as we open the service. Glorious Heavenly Father, oh Lord, you're so dear to our hearts. Father, when we look and see all you've done for us, Lord, your word you reveal to us, Lord, that we may with clearer sight, Lord, see your goodness in our lives, the price you paid. Father, it's so good. Lord, we love you so dearly. Lord, we've gathered here tonight. Lord, you promised you would be here with us. Lord, I ask that you walk amongst us, that you look into every heart individually, Lord, and see what we need, Lord. And Father, as your word comes, may it just fulfill that emptiness that's in our hearts. Whatever we need, Lord, I love you so. Bless this night. Bless the few songs you laid on our hearts that will prepare us and clean our sound for your word to come. We ask this in your blessed name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I like to sing in our capstone books. Page 46. Hey man, I can't feel at home. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home. Just over in that land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Amen. Are you getting like that? Amen. The closer he comes. Oh, looking forward to that day. Page 59.
Amen.
I'm going that way.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I've heard of a land of joy and peace and wonderful life. A beautiful place of mansions fair and skies ever bright. And glory to him.
shall meet him face to face in glory at last. And now I believe that when we meet, well done he will say. For trusting his soul redeeming grace, I'm going that way. Amen. I'm going that way. I'm going that way. And Jesus the Savior I adore is with me. He's there. I'm clinging to him.
That assurance in your heart. Amen. Praise his name. In our only bleed books, page 140. Oh, I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. Amen. See that life coming forth. Hallelujah.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite His child and forever, amen. Sing it. Oh, redeem, redeem, redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem, redeem, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus. No language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Oh, redeem, oh, redeem, redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem. His child and forever I am.
Oh, this Jesus' faith
is deeper. I think of him all the day long. I sing for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my soul. Amen.
Oh, redeem. Oh, redeem. By the blood of the Lamb.
Redeem, redeem, His child and forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in His law I delight, who lovingly guarded my footstep and gave songs in the glory.
Hallelujah. Redeemed, oh redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Redeemed, redeemed,
His child and forever. Oh, sing it again. Oh, redeemed, oh redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Redeemed, redeemed,
His child and forever I am.
Amen. Hallelujah. Redeemed by His blood. Amen. Brother Hamilton, would you like to come up? Everything to me.
Yes. sing him as he
He's the He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. Oh, he's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, my brother. He's have something on your heart and take it for him. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Brother Josh, would you take the request? Be seated. Does somebody have a song on your heart, special or something? Hey, Josh, you got something? Amen. Yes.
And I thank God.
bow our heads. Precious Lord, we just want to say thank you for this little place that you provided for us, Lord, to come in and together around this precious lighthouse, Lord, that lays within your word. For Lord, you are the lighthouse, Father. And as we look into your precious word, Lord, there's where we find that pure liberty, Lord, to set us free into the Holy Spirit. Lord, we just humbly are asking tonight as we renew our minds to a few things that, Lord, some way it'll help strengthen or encourage us, Lord, to press a little farther up the ladder. For Father, you know what we have need of, and you know the reason and the purpose you lay these things upon our hearts. But Lord, we just ask that your will be done in all things, and we commit ourselves unto you for service. In the most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Do you love him?
Yes.
Amen. I'm thankful to be here this evening. So thankful to see what God is doing and then watching the moving of the Holy Spirit and getting us ready for that final change of these bodies. Amen. While you're standing, if you will, we'll turn our Bibles over to Romans, the 8th chapter, and read a very familiar scripture, and you can be seated. Just a few words this evening to renew our minds to some very familiar things that you've heard. You know, it's one of those things, it's wonderful, and it's glorious to think about, but just praying God will grant us the grace to, for whatever reason, there's a need, something here for someone. Amen. But in Romans, the 8th chapter, and the 29th verse, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. You know, it's as time goes on and you see God's great plan, how thankful we should truly become to look into God's word and to hear that little word, he did predestinate. And to see that he didn't take a chance, and to see that it's not by works or not by what I will do, as Paul said there in the 9th chapter, after he was speaking about Jacob and Esau in the 9th chapter in the 16th verse, it's not to him that willeth, of nor that him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. And how it, Paul, being the one that was writing these things, you can see what Paul went through in his life as he was coming up through. And as he began to see the greatness of God's great plan, how it set him free, and with that freedom in his heart of what he had seen and could see, how he could write these things down by the unction of the Holy Spirit for you and I. And for us to be able to be partakers. And, you know, as we come here, it's not by chance. Every time we gather in here and gather around God's precious word. And, you know, I just to drop a little something, you know, when Brother Smith sent word that we should listen to those two messages, and if you haven't had a chance yet to listen to them, and when you do, it doesn't make our pastor anything, but just follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit and watch and think about the messages that we've been hearing on what do you believe, and the message that he preached last Sunday morning, and let those two sermons blend in with what the prophet is saying. The Holy Spirit is never out of time. It's always right there, and God is moving, and we, that predestination is going to be right where he said it would be. Yes, sir. It won't fall behind, but it'll be right there in its time. If you would, turn with me over here, let's catch what Paul was saying in Ephesians. In Ephesians, the first chapter, amen. But when you think about predestination and you think in the natural, somebody gives us some corn to plant, we don't have to worry because of when God in the Genesis, when he said, let every seed bring forth of its kind. We don't have to worry when we plant that piece of corn that it'll be a corn. It'll come back exactly a corn. The life within there, it don't matter. It'll reproduce itself. And that bean, I don't have to plant a bean seed and hope to get a corn. No, I know exactly what I'm going to get when I drop that seed. God is so great, he didn't take a chance. But as Paul puts it here in Ephesians, the first chapter in the 3rd verse, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. God sent a prophet to do these very things. He sent Paul to lay out the foundation. And then all these years later, down in time, here you and I said he sent a prophet in our day to bring all the loose ends and all the ideas, push them all aside, and to lay it right back into the foundation of God's word, where we're at tonight.
Yes, amen.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, and in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. In him we've obtained an inheritance. Have you ever stopped to think about all that you've inherited? What's laying at your fingertips, if you can see that by God's grace, that call in your life to come and to truly be able to stand and know that you've heard his voice and you've obeyed from the heart. And truly you can see that your greatest desire is to see your life hid in the pages of his precious word. To see that identification the prophets talked so much about. To be able to see the identified word made manifest in your body and in my body. You know, we gather here tonight as a body of believers, but we're individuals before Christ. And each one of us, as we read these words, we can only answer to him and to ourselves. Do I match that? Do I see that call? And do I see that longing and that love in my life that predestinated seed was placed in there? For Paul put it over here in Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Yes,
and Brother Branham, in Things That Are to Be, December the 5th, 1965, paragraph 81, he said, when a child of God, when that predestinated, that's a bad word to use, but it's God's, and it's here in God's Bible, the foreknowledge of God can predestinate and make everything work to his honor. When that predestinated seed that you was to be, and God called you, and that little ego of a seed in there heard the word of God, it will build on top one word, on top of another one, and on top of another one, on top of another one. And it'll not mix with any creed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. As you know, as time goes on and you see God's great hand in your life, and you truly see the creeds and the ideas of men that have been mixed all down through, all around Satan, trying to deform God's predestinated seed. But how through all of that you can truly see God's great hand of mercy hovering over you to lead you and to guide you into all truths. Whatsoever I have said unto you, he said. None other than the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ, in spirit form today, housed in you and I, and leading and guiding and watching over his own to make sure that that little seed comes to maturity. Oh my, as you even think of the scriptures our pastor read this morning, he gave gifts unto the church for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body. And how God is using that just the same as you and I would take a hoe in our hand and go out to chop the weeds away from our plant. God's predestinated plan from the beginning to the end is working that he would bring forth those sons and daughters of God, and that they would come forth just like he had, without spot or blemish, and they will bring forth glory and honor back to his name, to prove that he said all that his purpose would be fulfilled, that he will have the preeminence, the oversight, and the leading, and a body of people. And oh my, one of these days those people's bodies are going to change in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. But what's going to happen? Oh, you're going to drop a robe of flesh. The real you is not going to change anymore. It's already changing, word upon word, line upon line, here a little, there a little. It's preparing us, and we're growing. As calves in the stall coming to that place we've been predestinated for. Amen. Amen. Oh, and by God's grace, I want to lay in the ripening of that sun till he gets all that greenness out of us. Oh, my, as you can truly see how we ought to, it ought to be on our hearts. Let's turn back here to Romans, the 12th chapter, real quick. Catch something Paul said here. Let's put this with this. Very familiar, but just to think about it with. But I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Amen. How that ought to be such a desire in our hearts. Yes. A burning, just an over-consuming, as we truly see, as the prophet brought that message, God's transforming power and God's power to transform, two different sermons. But as he was showing us what God's great plan was, and it was laid out. But Satan, just as he did in the Garden of Eden, is here today trying to do all he can to deform and to destroy and to block God's plan in any way he can. But God provided a channel for that little predestinated seed. And there's something down in there they can't help themselves. What the prophet say, when the doors are open, they can't wait to get inside to hear that word. Why? That was God's plan. It's predestinated. That little corn can't help but to raise its head up every time the rain comes. It can't help when the old sun gets hot just to lay out there. It can't help itself. It was predestinated for that, to bring it to its maturity. And by God's grace, we're standing here tonight, a people that's been called by God's grace. Before there was a moon or a star, predestinated to this, and there's something down on the inside that's a driving force. You can't help yourself. It just keeps reaching. Lord, I want more of you. I need more of you. And oh, it doesn't matter. Sometimes the word comes, and it may step on our toes. It may pinch our hides a little bit, but there's something down in there. You can't help it. It just comes back that much more. And that's not something you can do in yourself. You know, you look around and you can see all the time. You can watch God's word come forth. And you can watch it as it comes. And some are so receptive to it. And some just want to, why? Why has it got to be that way? Why has it got to be this way? They got a question. But you go back and look at the examples in the scripture. Look when the angel came unto Mary. She very humbly just said, Lord, let it be to me according to thy will. Think of that little woman at the well. He's standing there calling out every sin she had, telling her everything that she'd done. And oh my, did she try to deny it? Did she try to hide it? She said, no, that's the truth. It was in her. There was something there. Oh, I know when the Messiah cometh. Oh, and as we see, God said he would send that Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he would turn our hearts back to the word. How we ought to be so thrilled to see. We don't want nothing mixed with it. I don't want some other idea mixed with it. But I want God's precious word just the way he said. To take it in, to drink it in. I don't need to try to figure it out. I don't need to try to dig in there and put my own personal human reasoning to it to come up with an idea of how God's going to do something. But let him, in his due time, reveal himself as he always does. And let him bring forth the manifestation of his precious word to us. In the message, Power of Transformation, this was preached October 31st, 1965, paragraph 281. God's word is his spirit, and his word comes to his prophet. And the word is supposed to transform you from what things of the world are into the image of sons and daughters of God. And the word can only come through these prophets as they spoke, and it had to be compared with the word and show that it was the word. And then if you accept that word, it will transform you from a son of God or a daughter of God Or from a, he meant to say, from a son or daughter of the world to a son or daughter of God. Look at you in here. How many has had that experience? Every one of us. We've had that experience because it was spoke, it was believed, and the word came forth and fell into the bed of the heart. And there it growed right out of it, see? Transforming yourself. His Holy Spirit transforms the seed word into its likeness. Like if a pear tree brings forth a pear, an apple tree an apple, things like that. His word will bring forth sons and daughters of God, and that's what it's supposed to do. Amen. And my, how we can truly say, you know, I was raised where rules and regulations tried to make Christians, where it was governments. You know, you stop and think about it, you know, to some it didn't seem that way. But we thought we were right just because we were doing what someone told us to do. We thought we were so perfect because I was matching everything the church had on the book for me to do. I dressed the way I was supposed to. I didn't talk. You know, you do everything. Yes, it had a right manner in coming, but it didn't come from the heart. I was a man-made works of what I could do in myself. Until one day when God began to show me that wasn't enough. And is that me that sought? No, God in His rich grace and mercy opened up my eyes to see that I needed a Savior. That I needed something inside of here that would bring this body under subjection to God's Word. Not something I could do in myself. Not something I read like an instruction book. And I got to do this thing. Traditions, as it became in the Old Testament. Oh, they were good at keeping the letter of the law. But what did Paul say? But when the Gentiles do by nature the things contained within the law. Look at the change in their desire. It was a desire that was driving them. No more, I've got to do this or I'm going to be lost. I've got to do this or I'm going to get in trouble with the church. I've got to do this or they're going to say that. No, but it came from the inside out because I had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And each and every one of us, when we come to that place, it's no more a struggle. It's no more, why have to I do this? Why do I have to do that? Why? But when that predestinated seed, once that light once strikes across its path in its genuine fullness, in the right atmosphere, you watch it respond and you watch Jesus Christ bring it to life. You watch the life that's down on the inside begin to sprout and you watch it bring this body under subjection to God's word. It's no more a man made outside. And that's what we've got today. We see so much of. They don't want the word. They got all the actions. They've got it on the spirit on the outside man, but the inside is still as black as night. And it will not ever let their body come under subject to God's precious word. They have to fight it. I don't believe that's what that means. I don't believe that's the way it is. But you watch that little predestinated seed, it'll accept it every time. It'll say amen to God's precious word. You don't have to try to figure it out. You don't have to come up with a better way. But oh my, you watch God just work on it. It's just God is precise. He didn't take an opportunity or a chance, but He let it all play out exactly the way He wanted it to be. And oh my, it's working in precision. Amen. This was in the message, The Voice of the Sign, preached February 14, 64. He says, paragraph 152, he says, now watch, we're closing now, we're getting late, I'm sorry, let me drop down to 153. Notice, the prophet come, and when he does, it shows a sign, and there is a voice in that sign that speaks. A voice that speaks, a scriptural voice that has to be according to the Bible, reflecting the word for that hour. It's always been that way, and it always will be that way, because God cannot change. And notice Jesus' first ministry. Oh, everybody wanted him in their church. Oh my, he was a great fellow, sure. He went into all the synagogues and read the scrolls and sat down, and everybody, young rabbi. But one day he began to talk to them in another way. The voice of the sign began to speak, and when the voice of the sign began to speak, nobody wanted him. One of them said, this man is crazy. It's cannibal, trying to make a cannibal out of all of us. He never explained it. He let them go. And the next come along and we find out that the 70, the ministerial association he had with him, when they come, well, how can this man be ascending up? How? Who is he? Why? Here, he's making himself equal with God. That's a hard saying. And they went away from him. But then he turned to his disciples and he said, you want to go too? See, and they couldn't go. They had seen something. They knowed the scriptures. They knowed that was it. They couldn't explain what he was talking about. But yet they believed it anyhow. They never asked no questions. It never bothered them. They believed because it was the vindication of the Scripture. Do you believe that? Peter said, Lord, where would we go? You alone has the words of eternal life. They seen it and they noted who he was. And that's what was supposed to do. No matter, we can't explain it. See, they were ordained to life before the foundation of the world. And when the light struck it, they knew it. There was nothing going to move them from it, no matter. It looked at the Pharisees, had him pinned in one side or the other. It didn't bother them disciples. They went right straight on anyhow because they believed it. And when you can once anchor your soul and to know that God sent a vindicated prophet in this hour, that word may come forth and there may be one, there may be something said that you can't fully grasp. There might be something there that may be a question in your heart or just a, Lord, I don't see that in the great fulfillment that I should. But you watch that little seed just go to crying out. You watch it just begin to plead. And Lord, open up my understanding. Let me see this. And you watch the Holy Spirit reveal it to you. You know, sometimes there's things that come in our human minds because of what we've been taught, the way we've been trained, the way we've been taught to think. We automatically just shut God off right off the bat. We don't even give him an opportunity. Because we got our own selves in the way. But if we can lay down our thinking, our human body, our human mind, and truly get in tune with the composer that wrote the word, you watch the picture just illuminate to you. But oh, we are the biggest reason sometimes of we're a hindrance of why God can't get his word to us is because we won't lay open before him. We want to block him right away with, I know this, I know that, I heard this. This brother so-and-so said it was just like this. But we won't give God an opportunity to reveal himself to us. And oh my, it's not the pastor up here revealing him, it's himself, Lord Jesus Christ, revealing himself personally to you. The pastor is only bringing the word that God was left here and doing the job that was pulled, but it takes the Holy Spirit and you opening up to him. Not the minister in the church, but to God. And God looks down into your heart, and he searches the rain, and he knows your thoughts. Yeah. And he knows if you really want more of him, or if you think you've already got it all. He knows. But that little predestinated seed can't help themselves. There's just something down in there. It's just keep drinking it in. And oh my, in God's time, it'll come to full maturity. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know that time is here. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You sisters can come to the instruments. Hey, man, I'm not going to hold you real long this evening. Just a few things. Let's see here. This is in the Message Leadership, December 7, 1965, paragraph 172. As I said a few nights ago, when Israel come out of Egypt, there was just 2 million people come. Just 2 million. Just two people went in, one out of a million. Did you know that? Caleb and Joshua. And when Jesus was on earth, he said, our fathers eat manna in the wilderness, and we're keeping their traditions, and we're doing this. We know where we're standing. And he said, I know your fathers eat manna in the wilderness, and they're everyone eternally separated. They're dead. What was it? What if it was that way with the church today, one out of a million? See, where would it be? Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, and few there will be that find it. Because broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many be there will go in thereat. Is that truth, Brother Branham? I don't know, but I'm just quoting the Scripture. He was just saying he didn't know for sure if it was going to be one in a million, but he was quoting the Scripture. But he says, now if you're ordained to life, you'll see it, if you're ordained to see it. If you're not ordained to see it, you won't see it, see? They have eyes, but they can't see, and ears, they can't hear. How thankful you should be, church. And how you should straighten yourself up from these things, and how you should be on fire for God. That your eyes behold what you see, and your ears hear the things that you hear. Leadership, why did you come here tonight to hear a message like this? Brother Branham said, I'm branded across the world by the churches as a fanatic. Why did you come? The Holy Spirit led you here, see, to listen, to circumcise and cut away the things of the world, and accept the leadership of Jesus Christ, or you'll perish sure as the world. And how we can truly see that the leadership of the Holy Spirit is leading us every time to come, wherever you gather to hear God's precious word. And if we'll lay open before and open up our hearts and truly get ourselves out of the way, you watch him come in and cut the things away from us that don't belong. We're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, not to be conformed to this world. And oh my, everything that you touch every day is trying to conform you to this world. Look at how many years Satan has had to get his place to where he is tonight. Look at this world, the god of this evil age, and look at Satan's Eden that's out here. Oh my, but God said he would have a bride that would come out of all of that. He would stand triumphant. And oh, by God's grace, you and I, each one, should see that we have been called for that work. We have a small portion to be part of whatever God wants us to be, that we could let our light shine that he has given us, not of ourselves, but what he has placed in there, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Oh, saints, may we truly yield ourselves to this precious word in a greater manner. May we truly lay forth into the presence of the Son. And may we truly let our eyes truly be caught to the attention that this world is fading fast away.
Yes, it
it's going to happen. It's going to go. But there is a land beyond the river, and I'm looking for that day.
Amen.
I'm looking for what's laying over there. And oh, could we but see the chance that we have. All over this world, God's got that little bride. Wherever she is, she's getting ready. And you know, sometimes it's so easy to get our eyes tuned in to just us, to just to the people you can see. But maybe some's a little farther up the ladder than maybe you and I are. You might not, you know, some's been growing a long time. Maybe they didn't get tied up in some of the things that we've been tied up in the past. Maybe our growing didn't get hindered, our growing got hindered just a little bit. Maybe somebody dropped a rock on top of us. But God's growing us. We're all going to be there. But don't just look around and say, well, I'm going to do this because brother so-and-so is doing that, and I'll do this because sister so-and-so is doing that. But go to God's precious word for yourself.
Amen.
And look in there and say, Lord, is this right for me? What my brother can do, may not, God may not want me to be doing. But oh my, it's a personal affair between you and the Holy Spirit. And letting God lead and guide each one of us to the place that he wants us to be. Amen.
Yes.
Let's all stand if you would. I pray you can take a little something from it. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus, I Won't Walk Without Jesus. Amen. Oh, I won't
walk without
Jesus. I won't talk without Jesus. Ghost to ghost, day as before. Just ain't so. Without Jesus, everything that I would do, I just won't do without the Lord. Sing it again. And I won't walk without Jesus. I won't talk without Jesus. I refuse to live one day as before. I won't go without Jesus, just ain't so. Without Jesus, everything that I would do, I just won't do without the Lord. Amen. Oh, is that how you feel? Amen. Isn't he wonderful?
Hallelujah.
How thankful we ought to be for what he's given us. Amen. And the praise that ought to be burning in our hearts.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's sing that little song. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful?
Isn't
Jesus, my Lord, wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful? Amen. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus, my Lord?
Isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful? One more time. Is
Jesus, my Lord, wonderful. Eyes have seen, ears have heard, thus recording God's word. Isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful? Is he wonderful? He sure is. Amen. And the more you get of him, the more wonderful he is. Amen. When he fills you with the Holy Spirit, he's really wonderful. Praise God. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the precious word of God tonight that you renewed our minds back to. And Lord, it doesn't make any difference of how many times of maybe something we've heard or in what way it was brought or whatever, but Lord, it's always refreshing. For the Lord, you said that the word of God is inspired. And Lord, truly it is. It's nothing, Lord, like reading some kind of a magazine or some kind of a thing that man puts together. But Lord, it's just something about the word of God. Every time we read it, we listen to it, we meditate on it, Lord, it's just so beautiful. And we appreciate that, what you've put in our hearts to be able to receive it. We just thank you for this day now, Lord, and asking that you would help us the remaining of this week now, that we would surrender our lives to you. And Lord, if there's anything in our hearts, anything in our lives, anything in our thoughts that isn't just exactly the way you want to be, please, Lord, open our understanding to it. Reveal it to us, Father, that we'd have opportunity to put it under the blood of Jesus Christ and press on and be a true overcomer in Christ. So we pray that you'll just continue to be with us now as we part from this place. Keep those that has to drive a long distance. Please keep them safe, Lord, and watch over us, oh God, to bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. Through the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Praise the Lord. But just keep right on going out, knowing he's wonderful. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.